Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track. But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Get a low rate regardless of your driving history. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Rates vary. Costs may vary based on how you buy.
Robert Irwin Jewelers Summer of 1,000 Engagements ends July 29th. Hurry to get 20 to 40% off all engagement rings. Receive a free mini vacation and perhaps get your ring free if it rains on your wedding day. Details at rijewelers.com.
Quip is the new electric toothbrush that helps fix brushing habits most people get wrong. It starts at just $25. Plus, you can get brush head refills automatically delivered. Go to getquip.com/smith right now for your first free refill pack. GETQUIP.com/Smith.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's doubled the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double the time on your relaxing massaging shampoo and on our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. The Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's a double header on a single head. Check in online today at sportclips.com/check-in. Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot!
Get the message rate supply national contest. It's time to win your radio.com cash. Download the radio.com app, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, and win 1,000 bucks right now with this code word this hour.
That's right. It is time for the radio.com cash code for the 9 o'clock hour here on the Jeff Calkins Show. Text crazy. Text crazy, C-R-A-Z-Y, text crazy, C-R-A-Z-Y to 72881 here in the next hour, and you're automatically entered for your chance to win $1,000. Again, that cash code is crazy, text crazy, C-R-A-Z-Y, C-R-A-Z-Y to 72881. Of course, to add in message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is right here on the Jeff Calkins Show at 10 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. One more time, that cash code for the 9 o'clock hour in the Jeff Calkins Show is crazy. Text crazy, C-R-A-Z-Y, to 72881.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interviews. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage.
bubbles pumping up, because you know where there's rubble enough, because we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, gentlemen, what you're about to witness is no illusion.
One of the really good Latin national anthems. Listen to it. Glowing hearts, we see thee rise, a true north and free.
Close enough.
And wide we, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, God keep our land. That's it.
Is that what the natives say?
Glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. And now introducing your Toronto Raptors, starring Kawhi Leonard. Woo! Happy Wednesday, everybody. I once knew the words completely. I swear they changed the words at some point. Because I sang it as a youth. They played it before every Sabres game, because in the NHL, they played it both at any age or just at certain markets. I don't know.
Maybe when the Canadiens teams come.
Maybe. And Buffalo was every single game.
Half the league is Canadian, correct?
Half the players are Canadian, yes. But anyway, Kawhi Leonard is headed to the Toronto Raptors. Greg Popovich says, yeah, you want to go to L.A.? Sends him off to Toronto instead. We'll get into that in just a minute. John Martin's going to join us in the next segment. We got Chris Harrington. Since Chris Harrington left, we've had a Grizzlies trade. And Chris, by the way, how about this? Chris was credited with breaking news on ESPN of all places. It said something like Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian.
How about
that? The first
heck of a first 24 hours.
First known while still in vitro, the Daily Memphian is breaking news. So Chris Harrington credited with breaking news about the second round draft pick that was involved in that deal. Yesterday they brought Garrett Temple to Memphis, but that happened right after we were going off the air, basically, that trade unfolded. So we'll get Chris's thoughts on that deal and, of course, the Kawhi Leonard deal. There's other stuff to talk about, including a baseball player who is in some hot water because of some tweets as a 17-year-old. I'll get your thoughts on that, Jeffrey. I'll be interested in what you think about that. Showing once again the perils of social media. But also, these were not just normal knuckleheaded tweets. These are pretty vicious stuff from Josh Hader. And so, but we'll talk about that. Aaron Murray, the former Georgia quarterback, sort of opened fire on Jeremy Pruitt, which was interesting. The Tennessee head coach, we will talk about that as well. But the big news, of course, is this trade. Kawhi Leonard to Toronto. And the specifics are Kawhi Leonard goes to Toronto in exchange for, I mean, the big piece is DeMar DeRozan, basically going back the other way. It's Kawhi and Danny Green for DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl,
and a 2019 first that is top 20 protected, and after that will turn into 2 seconds. Can't imagine that next year's draft, Toronto will be drafting in the top 20, can you?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Right, so they will get a top, they will get their draft. By all rights, it appears that San Antonio will get Toronto's draft pick next year, right? With the team that Toronto now has, unless barring some kind of disaster, barring Kawhi not reporting, barring into whatever, they shouldn't be drafting in the top 20. And so it looks as if what San Antonio got was DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and a late first-round pick. And what Toronto got was Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green. So, your thoughts. Who wins this deal?
I think you have to say San Antonio because they end up getting a player, even though I'm not the world's biggest DeRozan fan, I think that you get a player that you're going to keep for longer. And then if you're Toronto, I find it highly unlikely that you're going to be able to keep Kawhi Leonard. The only way Toronto wins this trade is if they re-sign Kawhi Leonard and keep him long-term, which I find highly unlikely. So the Spurs did the best they could, and they didn't send him to the West.
My view is just a little bit different than that. From the San Antonio perspective, first of all, what's interesting here is how dramatically different the perspectives are from the two teams. And then, of course, there's a third team involved that wasn't actually involved, but that this has large implications for that we will talk about as well. My view from the Toronto perspective is they're not going to sign Kawhi Leonard. You can talk to me all you want about how Paul George went to Oklahoma City, but they're not going to sign Kawhi Leonard. Toronto already, both players are unhappy about this deal. DeMar DeRozan has tweeted out extensively how unhappy he is with this deal. And by the way, he has every right to be. He's a guy who has, in a market, Toronto's a fantastic city, fantastic world-class city, but it's on the other side of the border, and it's cold. And so no one wants to play there. And DeMar DeRozan is a player who at least embraced Toronto, said he wanted to play there, et cetera. And so for him to get dealt, I understand the whole loyalty complaint. We also saw it with Isaiah Thomas of Boston, whatever. There is no loyalty. Players don't have loyalty either. Gordon Hayward, where the hell is his loyalty? I don't know why people are asking for a loyalty for owners when players don't show it either. Neither side shows particular loyalty. Both sides make their decisions based on what is best for them. But from the Toronto perspective, I think you have to assume, if you're Toronto, they're not keeping him. If you're Boston, you might think, okay, we'll persuade him that he's going to stay. We'll do the Paul George thing here.
Sure.
If you're Philadelphia, you might say, we'll persuade him we're going to stay. You might be able to talk yourself into thinking you have a shot at persuading him. He is not staying in Toronto, period, the end. As Exhibit A, I offer this clip. This clip was shot by a young Canadian during a cold snap you'll hear what's happening.
Hey, guys. So the weather in Toronto has been pretty messed up lately. It's been really cold. And a lot of people have been seeing that birds have been dying because of the cold weather, and it's been about minus 22 degrees Celsius, and with the wind chill, it's about minus 35, so this weather is pretty bad, and people are seeing a lot of things like this, where birds are just crashing in the middle of their backyards, like here. It's in my backyard.
Birds are crashing in the middle of backyards, dead because of the cold. The man, which you could not see, is just a dead bird that had given up hope. It was flying along, and it turned into a snowball and collapsed and died in his backyard. Kawhi Leonard is not staying in Toronto. You have to start with that assumption. And if you're Toronto management, you have to start with that assumption. You say it's only success for Toronto if he resigns.
Correct.
I say Toronto can only do this with the understanding that when he leaves, they're cool with it anyway. Like, they will take this year. And they understand they're going to lose him, and that's fine because they're going to lose him. If they're cool with that, then do the trade. If they're cool with that, then do the trade. Don't pretend it hinges on him re-signing because he's not re-signing. So what you say is if you're cool with that, do the deal. And there's an argument under which they would be cool with that. The argument goes like this.
LeBron James isn't in the East anymore?
Yeah. The argument goes, we're stuck as a franchise, right? We just won 59 games. I think it was 59 games. We won 59 games. We went nowhere. We have this cast of characters, Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan, and we're just topped out at sort of a basic mediocre excellence, if that makes any sense. A sort of a, they're not in the dreaded middle. They're just at the high end with no capacity to go higher, right? And so in a city like Toronto, that is frustrating. And they must have felt like they had to do something. And whereas you can look at DeMar DeRozan's contract, which has 3 years left on it for $89 million, I think. 3 years left on it for $83 million as a reason that San Antonio wants him because he's controlled. You can also say that's kind of a crazy contract for DeMar DeRozan. And so if at the end of this year, listen, Toronto didn't have to give up any of their good young players. If Kawhi leaves at the end of this year, clears out cap room, they can start over, which they feel like they have to do anyway. And in the meantime, they've had this fun year. And in this fun year, with no LeBron in the East, it's a team that actually could think about getting to the finals with Kawhi, with Lowry. And then they got a bunch of good young players. And they can say, all right, we it's on, Boston. It's on, Philadelphia. We think we can compete. And honestly, I don't see why they can't. I think it is a very good Toronto team this year if Kawhi reports and is in good health. And whereas you can say, well, he effectively didn't report last year. He's going to be fined if he doesn't report. Like, he cannot not report this year. And so he's going to report. My prediction is he's going to report. He's going to play, and they're going to have a good year, and they're going to lose him. And so they have the fun of this year, and then they have the regearing, which they would do anyway. And if they're cool with that, then fine. And I think, honestly, they made that assessment. I think they know that's what's going to happen, and I think they're cool with that. I think they don't love DeMar DeRozan, and I think they don't love their core. I think they see the limits of the core, and they say it's worth this one swing. That's how I look at it from the Toronto perspective. From the San Antonio perspective, it's just kind of bizarre to me because it's like it's the opposite. Toronto's going for it for 1 year. San Antonio is, I would have preferred a package of young players from Los Angeles, picks and young players from Los Angeles, or a package of picks and young players from Philadelphia to DeMar DeRozan, basically, and a very low first-round draft pick. And because DeMar DeRozan, that's fine. DeMar DeRozan, LaMarcus Aldridge, where are you? You're the fourth. What are you? The fourth seed in the West?
I mean, I would put them behind Boston. I would probably
in the West. San Antonio's in the West. DeMar DeRozan, LaMarcus Aldridge, where are you?
I would still put them behind.
You're behind Houston. You're Oklahoma behind City. You're fourth, fifth, sixth in the
Utah,
West.
Yeah.
You are boxing yourself into 3 or 4 years of what Toronto is just rejecting, basically, which is sort of pretty good upper level mediocrity, which is fine. But I would have, from their perspective, I would have preferred the collection of picks. I would prefer the building again with some young players rather than
I don't think they took the best deal.
You think they wanted to ship him to Toronto?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think they wanted to ship him to the East, and I think they took the best deal from the East.
Let me ask you this. Is that rational?
No, not in my opinion. You're not keeping him.
Who the hell cares if he goes to the East or the West? I don't. This whole I'm not shipping him to our thing doesn't make much sense to me. It makes some sense to me in the context of football where of an NFL team where you don't want to put him literally in your division, right? It would make sense to me if you are give me two teams that are contending for a division. If you are Oakland and a Kansas City, right? What?
RIP.
You don't necessarily send one of a player that will help that other team in the division. You're literally there's one division winner there. I get that. But in terms of the conference, who cares? Who cares? Because he comes to San Antonio more often?
Well, and especially when you consider it seems decently likely that they are going to restructure the way that they do the playoffs. Yeah, you're now starting to hear like
if they took a lesser deal just to get him out of the West, I think that's stupid. So, but fine. Like DeMar DeRozan's a good player. They got him under control for 3 years. San Antonio will be good going forward. They'll be good. But they're not going to be.
I don't think this was about the franchise. I think this was petty.
Right. You think it was just to get him out?
So I do understand it on that level. Just I wouldn't run my franchise that way.
And then I think the big winner in this is the Los Angeles Lakers. I think is the big winner in this. Because the only way they're not a winner is that they have sacrificed a year of Kawhi. Right? If they had ponied up, they could have gotten a year of Kawhi when LeBron was closer to his prime than they will ultimately get Kawhi. But it'll be a year from now. And so LeBron will be a year older. And so from that perspective, is it worth it? Saving the assets they saved, they're going to get him. And the reason it's a win for them is if he had gone to Boston, I think L.A. would have had to worry. If he had gone to Philadelphia, I think L.A. would have had to worry. But because he's going to Toronto, where birds fall out of the sky because they're so damn cold, I think there is no worry at all from the Lakers' perspective. So, yes, they sacrificed 1 year of Kawhi and LeBron playing together when LeBron was closer to his zenith. And that is meaningful. They didn't have to give up any pieces, and now they don't have to worry because Kawhi is coming to L.A. to thaw out in a year. It was a remarkable, remarkable deal. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to John Martin about this deal and the vigorous debate that he got into yesterday with Jason Smith about the Grizzlies. I think John and I are on the same page on this, that the Grizzlies, by and large, have done a bunch of pretty darn smart things. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment, it's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double the time on your relaxing massaging shampoo and on our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. The Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's a double header on a single head. Check it online today at sportclips.com/check-in. Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot!
Before I was Queen Latifah, it was always my parents' dream for me to go to college. And to this day, one of my biggest regrets is that I never finished. I'm sure they would have traded any of my walks down the red carpet to see me walk in a cap and gown. My mom always told me education is the key to unlocking your dreams. That's the kind of belief Strayer has in each and every student. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. And that's what makes every class, every exam, all the hard work, and every diploma more rewarding. It makes us all proud. I tell every Strayer student I meet the same thing. Life has its peaks and valleys. It's all about how you handle yourself through those valleys. It doesn't matter how long you've been out of school, or if you're the first in your family to go to college, if you took time off to raise your kids, or if you're in one career but hear another calling. Get started. You can. Let's get it together at Strayer University. Go to strayer.edu to learn more.
Strayer University is certified to operate by CHEF.
Blue
Chair Bay Rum presents Kenny Chesney. Trip Around the Sun Tour 2018.
Another crazy trip around the sun.
No one throws a party like Kenny Chesney. July 19th, Bank Plus Amphitheater with special guests Old Dominion.
Broken heart.
No shoes. No shoes.
Reserve seats on sale now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group, AEG Presents, and Live Nation.
Bartlett Small Engines is the Mid-South's premier outdoor power equipment store when it comes to mowers, blowers, trimmers, edgers, chainsaws, safety equipment, accessories, parts, service, and more. They're your go-to spot, serving both commercial and residential customers through the tri-state area since 1970. They're a full-service power equipment dealer, and they offer expert service on almost all brands, not just the ones they carry. Located at 6780 Summer Avenue, call 386-9779 or visit BartlettSmallEngines.com. That's BartlettSmallEngines.com.
My mom group was shocked to hear David Kustoff voted hundreds of times with Nancy Pelosi and voted with her to give $500 million to Planned Parenthood. David Kustoff's not a real conservative. He's part of the problem.
My family wants to make our country great again. We are pro-life and support the Second Amendment. That's why we're voting for George Flynn, a true conservative who will bring West Tennessee values to Washington. I hope you'll join us.
I'm George Flynn, and I approve this message because I will never vote to fund Planned Parenthood.
Real West Tennessean voters supporting George Flynn.
George is somebody that America needs in Congress.
He believes in securing our borders against illegal immigration.
So he's been successful as a medical doctor and as a businessman.
George believes in the best America that we can have.
He does have the courage to stand up for his convictions and what he thinks is right.
America needs that kind of a congressman.
I do support Dr. Flynn because of his support for our values, and I think that's what we need a lot more of in Washington.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis's hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at thebluffmemphis.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9 ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I know you like that. Summer of a thousand engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers. What that means 20 to 40% off all engagement rings. But here's the other thing it means. I haven't given this enough attention. If you spend $1,500 plus, which let's be honest, on a diamond ring, you probably will, you get a free mini vacation. Free mini vacation. What that means is you go in there, you get the diamond ring. You get this vacation. You go on the free mini vacation. While you are on the free mini vacation, that's where you pop the question. It all fits, man. It all fits. Plus, honestly, even if you don't spend a dime, you can register to win a 4-night cruise. No purchase necessary for that. 12 months deferred interest, up to 60 months to pay. 365-day return policy on your made-to-order, meant-to-last engagement ring. But to me, the coolest thing about the Robert Irwin Jewelers is you go in there and they're not going to, like, just tell you a bunch of stuff. They're not going to tell you, oh, you have to spend 2 months' salary or else you are a loser. They're going to talk to you about whether and how and if you want to buy a ring on the internet and the perils of doing that. They're going to tell you about, they're going to walk you through it, basically. They're going to educate you. They're going to walk you through it. And by the end, you'll have this gorgeous, stunning diamond. You'll have this mini vacation, and you'll be on your way. So, Robert Irwin Jewelers. I got 4 locations. Bartlett, South Haven, Wolf Chase Mall, Perkins Extended. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. And if you have a question, by all means, you can tweet it to Howie at Ask Howie K or at R.I. Jewelers. John Martin's in studio. Always a highlight of my week.
Yeah, man, me too. Because it always means like I'm halfway through. You know what I mean? Halfway
that's
through.
That's why?
Yeah, basically. I mean, I enjoy.
How do you feel about hump day? Is that something that you endorse? I don't do the hump
like Thursday thing. Better than Wednesday. And I like Friday even better than I like Thursday.
Do you ever call Wednesday hump day?
No, I don't. I do not call
it. I don't either. I don't endorse that.
I mean, it is a hump, though, in the week, you know?
It
you
is.
Have 2 days before, and then you have 2 days after.
It is. That's, you broke it down nicely for me. Now break down this San Antonio trade for me. Whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm definitely on Toronto's side here. It makes total sense. I mean, they wanted to blow this thing up anyway. And so you get to do it by adding a win
that's,
healthy.
To me, is the key.
If you're cool with it, assuming he's gone at the end of the year, because you wanted to blow it up anyway, then do it.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're doing it on some faint hope you're going to get him to come back, don't do it.
Right, exactly, exactly. And I don't think they are. I think they're probably going to take their chance with it. They're going to try to convince him to come back, but
they know he's not.
Life will go on for them if he does
not. Because then they rebuild what you wanted to do anyway.
Correct. I feel like they felt like they had plateaued with that backcourt of Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan not necessarily a great fit in today's NBA, having not a great skill, not a great ability of shooting the 3-point shot. Well,
he's a volume shooter, yeah. Volume 2-point shooter.
Yeah, and so I think it's a great deal, and honestly.
You like it for Toronto because they were going to blow it up anyway. So now they get a free swing. But how about this? They're not going to win a title. You know that with this team.
I don't know if they're not going to make an Eastern Conference Finals.
I know,
though.
But is that a reason to do something like is that
for Toronto? Of course. Like, think about what they gave up. I mean, San Antonio got relatively nothing out of this.
But I'm just is the goal of hey, this is always strange to me. LeBron's out, we could make a finals. Like, nobody thinks we can win a title, right? They just think we can make an Eastern Conference Finals, or maybe we can make an NBA Finals. Is that a reason? I understand, putting apart what they gave up or whatever, but is that, like, a reason to do something?
Of course it is.
Of
course, competing and having a chance is
when you,
you don't know how things
make,
will. You never
you
know how things
you're not
will break.
Win a title. No one's saying, "Oh, we got a chance to win a title," but this. We got a chance to get.
Nobody would have ever said the Grizzlies would have beaten the Spurs in that 1-8. Nobody would have ever said the Grizzlies would make a Western Conference Finals. Right. You have to do things in order to compete.
All right, so you like?
We
it
literally
for
just had this argument
Take
on our show
swing.
Yesterday. I feel like I have well, not
I'm
moved
gonna,
I'm gonna
get
yesterday.
To, I'm going to get to that in a minute. But so you like the deal from Toronto because you're with me. They don't have any chance of, or basically no chance of re-signing him. But given that they wanted to blow it up anyway,
yeah,
they didn't give up that much. They keep their young players. They keep their ones after this year.
Exactly, and they still have the flexibility. They're gonna have cap space. I mean, like I think it's brilliant. I really do, and I think they have a chance. The East is wide open.
East is wide open. Give me. Do you have any problems with them stabbing DeMar DeRozan in the back? In other words, he is a loyal player. Like, all of his teammates are coming forth and saying, my dog, they stabbed him in the back. He's been loyal to Toronto. He's given everything Toronto. Well, he's one guy who's embraced Toronto. They told him earlier this summer that they weren't going to trade him, all of that. Do you have any problems with that?
DeMar DeRozan stabbed Dwayne Casey in the back.
That is true, too.
He was the coach of the damn year, and you got him fired because you couldn't win a game against LeBron James. So
who's stabbing whom?
I mean, yeah.
There's a lot of stabbing going on in Toronto. It is my view that this loyalty thing. Now you say that, and I do like that. "Quote unquote," Mark feels loyalty to Memphis, and Mike feels loyal. Like I applaud loyalty where it exists and where it happens. But even then, like, was Mark loyal to Memphis, or did he take the biggest deal?
Oh,
was
exactly.
Was Mike loyal to Memphis, or did he take the biggest deal?
Yeah, like, did they take a hometown discount?
And where did, let me ask you this, where was Paul George's loyalty to, like, he had no loyalty to Indiana, yeah. Then he did have loyalty to Oklahoma City.
Right. Right?
Loyalty is a weird thing. You have Gordon Hayward, where was his loyalty?
Yeah, in the end, you're only loyal to the things that you like, and the things that make sense for you, because that's life. You're right. Going to be loyal to the things that make sense
for you. I have no problem with him.
Yeah, loyalty. The fact that we spend any time in sports on loyalty, who gives a damn? It's a business.
San Antonio perspective. How do you feel about it from their perspective?
I mean, they were obviously bit a little bit over a barrel because of the situation. And so you probably had it. Like, by every day that went by, they lost a little bit of value with Kawhi Leonard.
I think you just mixed the metaphor. Bent over a barrel. You're either bent over, which is a... aggressively.
Have you never heard bent over a barrel?
No, you're either held. You're over a barrel.
Yeah, sure. Okay, fine. They're over a barrel, but I'm going to use.
Are you bent over a barrel? I think you're either bent over.
You could bent. Oh, you could be bent over a barrel.
Okay, I was just wondering.
It's possible to bend over a barrel. You see what I'm saying?
Like, barrel's round, so you'd kind of have to be bent over.
Yeah, like I mean, if you stood a barrel up.
Why is over a barrel? What does that mean to be over? I know what it means. It means to be in a tough spot. Oh man, they're over a barrel.
Yeah, I don't
why
know.
Why is
I,
being
I'm
over
not familiar
a barrel
with the etymology and the origin of the of the?
I here's what I think phrase. It is. I think it's like a dunk tank.
Mm-hmm.
And see if you can figure out the origin of over a barrel. Why is over a barrel over a barrel? I think it must be you are suspended over a barrel that's filled with something upon which you don't want to be dropped.
Okay. All right. Maybe so.
So you think they were over a barrel?
Yeah, and so they clearly weren't going to get what they wanted from the Lakers. They weren't going to get the Kings ransom. And every day that passed, they were losing value with Kawhi Leonard because teams would be less and less motivated as the season.
Do you think this is the best deal they got? Or do you think they took less to send him east?
Oh, for sure. They made it clear they did not want to send him to a contender in the West. Like, they made that very clear.
Is that stupid?
No. I mean,
they're not a contender in the West. Why does it matter?
Exactly. I mean, but they feel like they can be. They feel like they can be because they always have been.
Was it petty for them to send him to Toronto?
Yeah, of course. It's Toronto. Like, who wants to play in Toronto? Who wants to get traded to Toronto?
Nobody.
Nobody wants to get, like, you were talking about birds flying out of the damn sky. Like, nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to live there, you know?
It's too bad to say that because it is a magnificent city.
I'm sure it is. It's too damn cold.
Well, Minneapolis is a wonderful city, too, but I don't want to live there 9 months a year.
Also a magnificent city.
Too damn cold.
Toronto, even more world-class and cosmopolitan than Minneapolis.
So, yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's
I have the origin, if you want.
Yeah, where's over a barrel come from?
This is an American phrase, and it first appeared in the mid-20th century. It's supposed to, it is supposed that it alludes to the actual situation of being draped over a barrel, either to empty the lungs of someone who has been close to drowning or to give a flogging. Either way, the position of helplessness and being under someone else's control is what is being referred to.
See, you can easily be bent over a barrel.
You're clearly right. You're clearly bent over a barrel for a flogging. Weird to me that would be 20th century, though. Like, were people flogging people over barrels in the 20th century? That's
especially
the
1900s. It said mid-20th century, too.
I don't
recall that
in the 1950s, people were being flogged over a barrel. They were being flogged over a barrel in the 1850s.
1920s feels like it, too.
Maybe possibly the 1920s.
This has been real insightful.
Yeah, so, okay, so you think...
You learned something today, John.
You're giving a W to Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto won the deal.
You're giving a tie?
I just don't think it's in contest. I don't think it matters either way in San Antonio. Like, they're about to take a big step back. When you lose a top three player...
But you can take a step back by two different things. You could have gotten a collection of young players and picks and sort of rebuilt the way you wanted to, or you could have gotten this player with a three-year, $83 million contract who you say isn't fit for the modern NBA.
They weren't going to get what they wanted from the Lakers, though. That clearly wasn't happening.
And so they took what they could get.
So you move on.
Good player.
Yeah, you move on, and I don't know anything about the other kid. Poeltl.
Jakob Poeltl.
Yeah, Poeltl. Whatever
like a chicken.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him, but then you get a first-rounder.
And you get a low first-rounder.
You know what? That's what happens when you trade stars in the NBA today. Kawhi Leonard. That's what Kawhi Leonard got. He's a top-three NBA player when he's healthy.
DeMar DeRozan is a all-star.
In the East. He will not be in the West.
He's an all-star in the East. Okay. How about from the Lakers' perspective? Were they stupid not to give up the Kings' ransom? The argument would be, on the one hand, the Lakers are geniuses. They're the winners here because, and that's basically where I come down.
Sure.
Because they're ultimately going to get Kawhi because he's not going to stay in Toronto for nothing, right? They're going to get Kawhi for nothing. That's smart. The counter argument would be LeBron's not getting younger.
Mm.
And so because they didn't want to give up the right collection of young players, they squandered a year of LeBron's prime or closest to her prime. By the time Kawhi joins them, the Enterprise, it'll be a year later. LeBron will be a year older. And so they were foolish not to do whatever they had to do to make this happen.
Yeah, see, I came down on the side of you're the Lakers now. Like, and you've got that steez back. Like, you've got the glitz. You've got the swagger.
What's steez?
It's like confidence.
Steez? How do you spell it?
You want to send Jeffrey to look that up?
Look up steez.
I guess you're just pushing back today,
What is steez? Like, how do you spell it?
Steez.
Do I have steez?
No. Today you're just, I don't know what, you're cantankerous today. Yeah, I got steez. I went to White Station High School.
Steez.
It's
S-T-E-E-Z.
It's not something
that
you can learn.
That is literally a word I've never heard before in my life.
Well, congratulations. I have expanded your palate today.
Is it a common word among the youth of today?
Well, clearly not. I mean, clearly.
No, among the youth of today.
No, it's not.
Jeffrey, have you ever heard steez?
Yes, yeah, style with ease. It is originally from the song Shadowboxing by GZA and Method Man.
Okay. Style with ease.
And so you have steez again.
Yeah, I got no
in
steez.
In L.A.
I got no steez.
And so I feel like you could have...
The things people learn on this
packaged
show.
Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma.
We got range.
For Kawhi Leonard this year and taking a run of the title.
Right.
And if it didn't work out, you could just go get Carl Towns next summer. You could just go get Jimmy Butler.
So you
Butler
think they're squandering
summer.
An opportunity?
Well, I just think, I don't think as highly of Kyle Kuzma and Brandon Ingram as others do. I don't think Kyle Kuzma is irreplaceable. Like, I think the Lakers could go out on the free agent market next summer and find another Kyle Kuzma. He's a good player, but he's not an all-star. You know, I guess one day he may be, but the Lakers attract everybody. You know, and with LeBron back and they're relevant again, that's probably going to be destination number one for a lot of them.
So you would have given up.
I would have.
You think this is a lost opportunity for the Lakers?
I mean, I don't think, like, it's smart because if they get Kawhi Leonard next summer and they add him to that young talent, but I don't think that the Lakers necessarily have to be that patient. They're the Lakers. I think it's playing scared a little bit.
Okay. In the meantime, I heard you yesterday, and I heard there was a vigorous debate on the Jason and John show that broke out over the Memphis Grizzlies. You apparently believe that Garrett Temple is going to send them into the finals.
Yes.
And Jason believes that the whole thing should be blown to smithereens.
Essentially. That is where we come down.
That wasn't really the argument. But it was
a little bit more in the
surprising.
Middle.
I sort of assumed that most of Grizz fandom, 98% of Grizz fandom is in the same place right now, which is pretty good offseason.
Yeah.
So to hear this vigorous debate breakout,
right.
I was surprised by the vigorous debate breakout.
I mean, I certainly don't want to speak for Jason here, but my
no, I'll get, he's coming on my show Friday. I'll get Jason to speak for Jason.
My whole contention is just you compete. And I've come around on this.
Right.
Over the years. I used to kind of think.
Used to be championship or bust.
I kind of used to think like that. But then, you know, the more and more that you pay attention to it, the more and more that you follow it, the more and more you realize, you know, that's just not reality. Like, it can't be reality if you're a Memphis Grizzlies fan.
It's certainly not reality in this circumstance.
Yeah.
There's no title. There's nothing they can do to aim for
not in the
title.
Next 7 years. I mean, not as long as LeBron's in L.A. and not as long as the Golden State Warriors are as they're constructed.
Well, they're not when you have the roster that you have. Yeah.
And you're not close. Like, you don't have, like, a pipeline of young talent. I mean, you have Dylan Brooks right now.
Okay, so what do you like about this deal?
I like that they shipped away their two worst players. That's what I like about it. Like,
I was thinking about this. Who is there right now? And, mind you, I, of course, embrace all Memphis Grizzlies as soon as they put on that jersey.
That's right, man, that's right.
I love them. I want to
hug. You're almost like their grandfather.
Each and
you
every
brought
one
them
of,
here.
Right. So, who is there to hate on the Grizzlies now?
Oh, man.
There is, in fact, I've thought about this. Is there anyone to hate on the Grizzlies right now?
Well, I mean,
we've had Jeff Green. He's been very hateable, right?
Yeah.
McLemore, he's been hateable. I think there's no question about that, right?
Yeah.
Deontay has been not hateable, but like the
like, bless your heart,
the palpable lack of effort and engagement
is
infuriating, etc.
Yeah.
Andrew Harrison used to hate. Because, and I didn't hate him, I hated the fact that he got 2 years ago that he got so many minutes and still stunk so badly.
Yeah,
but he's gotten better.
I have
a hard time hating Andrew now. I think the only person's left, and I don't really hate him either. I think the only person on that team who's not likable, and I think he is likable, but who's there to hate is Chandler Parsons.
Yeah. Just because of what he represents.
Just because
of
what he represents.
Which is a missed swing, which is a lot of money.
And it's not to hate him.
No, I mean, I think what they've done is they put together a good group of it's a good balance of you know, accomplished veterans, solid veterans, versatile veterans, especially there, you know, at the 3-4 position with Garrett Temple and Omri Caspi, and you got Jaren Jackson there, you know, who will be brought along, obviously. So, you know, what I think they've done is they've raised their floor. I don't know what their ceiling is.
They have exactly. Well, yeah, and I think they've marginally raised their ceiling.
Yeah.
They've marginally raised their floor.
Like, if you were one of those Grizzlies fans who were just hoping that the rebuild was coming at the trade deadline this year, I think barring the catastrophic injury, that ain't happening. I mean, this is going to be.
They will reevaluate. The one thing I did agree with Jason on is that as the trade line approaches, we'll see.
Well,
like,
yeah,
we'll see where
they
are.
I'm just betting that they're not in a place where they're going to take calls on Mark.
Right.
I think they're going to be in the conversation with the Pelicans. You know, maybe now with the Spurs, they're going to come back. The Timberwolves, the Mavs, for that 8-7 spot. You know, I think they're going to be in that conversation now because they're just they're a proud veteran group. Like, that's what they are.
As long as they're in the conversation for the 9th pick.
Correct.
They have it is a modest goal.
Yes.
But my whole goal is be 9th.
So they can get rid of that pick.
So they get rid of that pick.
Bottom line.
The end. Be 9th.
Like, and then even after that, I still think they will take another run at it the year after.
It is funny. So here's the team right now. Your point guard rotation is Conley, Andrew Harrison, Javon Carter. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think Javon Carter will usurp.
Do you?
Andrew Harrison. Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think he will.
But as long as Conley's healthy,
I don't think the bar is very high.
As long as Conley's healthy, that's fine, right?
Yes.
I'd like a better backup, honestly. I would. I'd like a more dynamic backup point guard.
Correct.
But that's fine. At wing, you've got Dylan Brooks, Wayne Selden, Omri Caspi, Kyle Anderson, Chandler Parsons, Marshawn Brooks, Garrett Temple, and then wherever you want to put Jarrell.
Mm-hmm.
That's
certainly a lot of bodies.
8 dudes.
That's basically how I would categorize that as Dylan Brooks and 7 other dudes. And so they'll make it work. Make shit.
They can all play. There's no stiffs. There's no Ben McLemore there.
Yeah, agree. Like, they can all like do something. How good they are, I think that's up
for that. So right now it's Kyle Anderson and Dylan Brooks.
Like, I'm just not on I'm not on the Marshawn Brooks is an awesome basketball player
training. Are you on the Kyle Anderson as an effective basketball player training?
Oh, I mean, yeah, he's a winner.
Kyle Anderson at the starting at the 3 and Dylan Brooks starting at the 2.
Correct.
That's a couple of winners kind of players. And then you've got some combination of if Chandler Parsons is healthy, he could give you minutes at the 3.
Yep.
And then you've got some collection of Marshawn Brooks or Garrett Temple or Wayne Selden, whoever emerges.
Correct.
Help back up there. I feel okay about that.
Yeah.
And then the bigs, you got you don't have Deontay Davis. He's gone. You've got Mark. You got Jermichael.
Uh-huh.
You got Jaren. And you got Ivan Ram.
I think it's a competitive team. With great Steve, Jeffrey is giving you a gesture.
He's giving me a gesture. He wants me to. Oh, I totally forgot that.
Yeah, we have Dan Devine.
We got Dan Devine coming up next.
Did you not tease him in the intro of the show?
I just screwed up completely.
Wow. Well, I hope you're prepared.
Okay, let's say
ask him the same questions you asked me.
All right, we got to take a break. We got to get out of here. Who's on your show?
We have DJ Steffens today.
Oh, DJ Steffens. Yeah, I look forward to that. All right, see you. Bye.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Head into Kroger for the two-day-only digital sale. Friday and Saturday, get select Tostitos tortilla or Cantina chips for $1.49 with your Plus card and digital coupon. And Kroger.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You're not completely sure that girl is real.
All right, so maybe you're sitting in your house one day, you notice, hey, there's cracks on the walls, or those floors are sinking or sloping just a little bit. That could be the signs of a foundation problem. If you have a foundation problem, you got a serious problem. You need to get in touch with Redeemers Group. You really do. It's a local company that's been serving Memphis and the Mid-South for more than a decade. Redeemers Group, they handle foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling. All you got to do is call them, 541-8765, 541-8765. They'll send an expert to your home at no cost at all. They're going to come out, size up the situation, give you an estimate. At that point, you can either proceed mention my name, you get an extra $50 off. Or if you don't want to proceed for whatever reason, just say no thanks. And you do not owe them a penny. There's literally no downside in calling. There could be, however, a big downside in waiting. No cost, no risk. Call Redeemers Group, 541-8765, 541-8765, or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. Joined now, belatedly, by Dan Devine. You can read his stuff over at Yahoo and on Twitter at YourManDevine. Dan, what do you think of this big deal?
I think it is it's basically the Raptors saying we're going to try to win the title this year. And we'll, you know, if things, you know, blow up, then, you know, we'll tear down and figure it out from there. I think it's a huge swing for them. I think it's also a pretty well-protected one. Like, it's a risk you take 10 times out of 10. As great as DeMar DeRozan has been for them, as important a player for their franchise as he's been, you know, Kawhi Leonard's Kawhi freaking Leonard. And if Kawhi... And if he's Kawhi freaking Leonard, then you just got him at the cost of, you know, an all-star, but like a, you know, top 20-ish guy, right? Like top 15, top 20, fringe all-NBA kind of guy, a backup center, and a draft pick that's either going to be between 20 and 30 or 2 second-round picks, and you didn't take on any money after this season. I feel like, you know, we can be a little bit too quick, I think, at times to, like, venerate general managers as wizards or warlocks or whatever. Like, but if this is, I mean, if this is it, you know, this is, it is a big gamble on we're selling our culture, we're selling our city. We know that he does not want to be here, but we believe we can, you know, if we win at the highest levels or if we show him, well, you know, that we're about something he doesn't really know yet, or both, that we, you know, we can have a superstar here. Toronto's not getting superstars other ways. This is the way they've got to do it. I love the idea for them. And for San Antonio, I think it's, you know, they don't want to rebuild just yet, I guess, and it remains to be seen. DeRozan's a really good player and a really great citizen that's going to fit in well there. Well, what it means for basketball on the court, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, my view on the Toronto thing is I would have done it. I think you're right. It's, you do it 10 times out of 10. But only because they were going to do it they were going to blow this thing up, it felt like, anyway. And so if I'm Toronto, I have to do it assuming that Kawhi's not coming back and that I'm cool with that. That I get a year of Kawhi, and then for all the reasons you said, I haven't given up much in the way of future picks. I'm going to have cap space, didn't give up my good young players. So I'm fine either way. One way, it's a total bonanza. I get Kawhi freaking Leonard for an extended period of time.
Right.
But I'm going to assume I'm not. And I'm still cool with it. You gotta, to me, if it hinges on whether he's coming back, that's ridiculous. But if you just assume he's not coming back and you're cool with it anyway, then by all means, take your swing.
Yeah, I think, and that's sort of the, Masai Ujiri has spent the last, how long has it been since he got there now? 5-6 years, you know, longer than that, kind of operating on these parallel tracks in Toronto where, you know, he inherited DeRozan. He inherited, Lowry and the previous regime's moves. And so the move he was going to make to blow it up a couple of years back after the Rudy Gay deal was going to be to move Kyle Lowry to New York, to the Knicks. And then, according to the reporting at that time, if not for James Dolan saying, no, we don't want to trade with the guy who got us on the Andrea Bargnani deal, then maybe everything changes. Maybe Lowry goes to the Knicks and the Raptors sort of blow it up and don't, adjust their team and become a perennial, 48 to 59 win team. So he's kind of like, there's an inherited team that he had, and he's made tweaks along the way and can built and developed and yada, yada, yada. But he's kind of, the implication at the beginning was he was interested in trying another route, and then the success sort of caught the whole franchise by surprise, and then you can't just get rid of a 55-win team. So they kind of kept bringing it back. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, to this point, I guess the risk for Toronto is that this sours the fan base to some degree. And, they're upset at the idea of DeRozan being gone. He's been in a world where a lot of guys haven't wanted to go to Toronto in the past, or certainly haven't wanted to stick around once they got there, he's the one who did. And so there's a level of identification with the fan base there that's just different. And I respect that. I see that. But from a team building standpoint, I think, you take a, you know, you, improve theoretically if Kawhi Leonard's Kawhi Leonard. You maybe make yourself a, you know, another high 50s, you know, caliber win team in the East, take a real shot at a title this year. And if he sticks around, great. And if he doesn't, which, you know, again, as you, I agree with you, it's more likely at this point that we're seeing that. You know, they only have, I think, like, Norman Powell's owed a little under $11 million for 2020, and then the only other things on their books at this point are rookie-scale deals, like extension for OG Anunoby or options for Pascal Siakam. Like, they are, like, almost entirely clear in, you know, a year's time or 2 years' time, and then Jiri gets to kind of build things the way he wants, which is sort of the first time since he got there that he might have that opportunity. So, yeah, I mean, and then for, you know, San Antonio side, yeah, I think that's going to be, you know, very, very interesting to see how that plays out over the course of the year.
From the Toronto perspective, they've traded a guy who loved being there for a guy who doesn't want any part of being there. That's the other sort of dynamic here. Is there any risk that he won't show up, that he'll pull a what he did in San Antonio in Toronto? What are the things that guard against that? He can be fined, and I don't know what the rules are about whether he tolls his year of free agency. I mean, he's got to show up and report, or else he's not going to be a free agent at the end of this year.
Yeah, I mean, the main factor there is the fining. You're right. Like, if he's medically, you know, medically cleared, you know, if he does, you know, if they're able to, you know, if there's not a sort of a compelling medical explanation for why he's not there, which I guess from San Antonio's perspective, that in last year's case, that would be, you know, when he, you know, his medical care was being sort of held out of house, and so then it was like he wasn't fined for missing practices and games there because there was another medical, you know, medical process going on. But if he's, you know, if in the absence of that, if he just goes to Toronto and says, you know, forget it, I'm not going, like, every practice, every game, everything starting in preseason, he can be fined for missing. So then it becomes a question of what's it worth to you? You know, like, are you really willing to sit out the entire year and then go into free agency having not played NBA basketball for the bulk of two seasons and, you know, in service of trying to get to your preferred destination? Or are you going to, you know, at least, you know, I mean, there was that the report before the whole trade deal about he's, you know, considering going to the Team USA minicamp because, in part, because he wanted to show everybody that he actually was healthy, or that he was, you know, that he's actually made this physical improvement. Whereas everybody around the league is wondering, like, can we at least get like a workout video, throw something on Instagram with you taking pull up jumpers or something? And none of that has come to pass. But so this was like the opportunity to show everybody that it's that. If he decides he's not going to do that in Toronto, you know, showing up to a good market with, you know, well-run organization with significant other talent around him, a chance to be, you know, another, you know, a, you know, top two, top three team in the East and make a real run at a championship again, then I think, you know, that it raises a lot more questions than that. But he would also raise significant financial penalties for him on the other end of it.
Talking to Dan Devine on Twitter, at Your Man Devine. You should absolutely follow him and read his stuff over at Yahoo. From San Antonio's perspective, do you think this is the best package they were offered, or did they opt for this Eastern Conference All-Star top 20 level player over some collection of young players' picks that might have helped them to actually rebuild?
Yeah, I think it's a fascinating question, and I think it might be a, you know, sort of a combination of a couple of things. One, you know, the reporting around this for weeks has been that none of your sort of, you know, most popular destinations were willing to come off of high value future players or like stars in the here and now. Like, you know, the Boston deals from what the ESPN guys were reporting and from what our guy Shams Charania is reporting were that, you know, there wasn't a, you know, not only was there not a Jaylen Brown or a Jason Tatum involved, there also wasn't a Kawhi Leonard or Kyrie Irving or Al Horford, Gordon Hayward involved. So you're not getting an immediate star player. You're not getting a future star player. You know, you weren't getting Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons, and maybe even not even Markelle Fultz from Philadelphia. You weren't getting Brandon Ingram. You weren't getting, Josh Hart from L.A. You know, sort of also all of these other sort of destination places were not putting, you know, arguably arguably their best stuff on the table. So in this deal, from San Antonio's perspective, they say, we get an all-star right now. Maybe not an all-star in the West, but we get an all-star right now. And, you know, a legit 20-plus point per game score that we add into a team that was, by the way, maybe two games away from the 3 seed last year, even without Kawhi the whole season. And we get to be competitive and stay good now. We get a draft pick, you know, where it'll be on us to hit a home run at the end of the first round. And we get a, you know, sort of developmental center guy in Jakob Poeltl, a second-year guy who can rebound a little bit, can attack the glass a little bit, can, you know, protect the rim a little bit, defend in space. They don't have any young bigs on that roster, so there you go. Okay, now you got another young big to add into their youth movement there. And maybe this means Greg Popovich isn't looking to get out of there in the next couple of years. Maybe it's that he's sticking around and they're not interested in a rebuild just yet while he's still there. Maybe it means that none of those offers, as were reported, got anywhere closer to real or more significant because, yeah, you know, the Raptors walk away from this not having given up OG Anunoby, who they really love as sort of like Kawhi starter kit kind of forward, a guy that can play 3 and 4 for them and defends at a high level already. They don't give up Pascal Siakam, which is another guy that was a quality four, you know, a four-man for them defender and a guy that was sort of an advancing playmaker. So San Antonio, to me, I mean, I get it. If that was the state of the offers around the league, no one's giving up their blue chippers and no other team is giving up an all-star, you know, you've got to sort of take the value where you can find it and do so, I guess, before this drags on even further and the questions about Leonard's health or, you know, how much value you'd even be able to extract for him, you know, would get louder and louder.
And finally, for whatever reason, I'm a little surprising, this trade has overshadowed the Grizzlies' acquisition of Garrett Temple.
Shocking.
Yeah. What did you make of that?
Well, you'll be shocked to know that I spent a fair amount of my afternoon writing about it. So it's up at Yahoo Sports NBA now from yesterday afternoon. I like it for the Grizzlies. I think there's like zero downside. I mean, I guess, you know, the 2021 second round pick, you know, might wind up being a high value second rounder if everything goes south.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.